Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This evening's show is for the Byrds, and we'll fulfill some requests, celebrate the birthdays of Ed Heyman and Joe Burke, and listen to this past week in recording history. I received a nice email last week from listener Dave, president of the local chapter of the International Al Jolson Society, asking for some records by Leroy Shield, and I'm happy to start off this evening's show with one of my favorite records of all time.
One more day. damn little thing. He said, yes, I'll confess, I got the joy. Today's my lucky day, and by the way, say, I'll say the baby's done. He does mean that, but won't be long, for he belongs to me. He knows his ABCs, gee, how the baby pleases. Won't be long, for he belongs to me. When I kiss him, it tastes like honey. His smile is always sunny. He's got lots of money, gosh, oh gee. I love him so, oh, I have to show. Seems everybody knows it won't be long before he belongs to me. Yes, yes, go on and do it. So I guess there's nothing to it. Won't be long before he belongs to me. I love him so, oh, I have to show. Seems everybody knows it won't be long before he belongs to me.
Leroy Scheele directing the Frankie Masters Orchestra, with Frankie Masters providing the vocal on Everywhere You Go from December 6, 1927. Everywhere You Go was written by Larry Shea, Joe Goodwin, and Mark Fisher. Before that, we heard Leroy Scheele and his orchestra and Won't Be Long Before He Belongs to Me, written by Cliff Friend and Harry M. Woods. Jane Green was the vocalist on that November 1, 1926 recording. We began the show with James Blackstone and Sing Song Girl, written by James Hanley with lyrics by Joseph McCarthy. Leroy Shield directed the Victor Hollywood Orchestra on February 26, 1930. Leroy Shield was born in Waseca, Minnesota in 1893 and was a classical pianist before working at Victor. In 1929, he was Victor's musical director in charge of Hollywood, California activities and was involved in Victor's conversion of the Hal Roach movie studio from silent to sound. He was asked to compose original music for Roach, and it is his musical cues that you hear in many Laurel and Hardy and Our Gang films. In 1931, he moved on to compose for radio and later wrote some orchestral tone poems. He left radio in 1955 and retired to Florida, where he died on January 9, 1962. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I received another nice email last week from listener James in Waterloo, Iowa, to tell me that spring must be just around the corner because he had just seen his first robin of the year. So for listener James, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about robins, beginning with Jack Shilkret and his orchestra.
Sweet magnolias grow. How do I know that my cares are over? A little robin told me so. Down in the lane, daffodils are dressing to come out and start the show. How do I know? Well, then I'm confessing. A little robin told me so. On my windowsill he sat, and we had a friendly chat. I discovered this and that while hobnobbing with the red robin. How do I know things will soon be humming down on Honeymooner's Row? How do I know there's a great day coming? A little robin told me so. Thank you.
robins and roses, and maybe a tree. A few morning glories, a cottage, two stories high. Robins and roses, and your love for me. To live on forever, and my love to never die. A place where neighbors may drop in and smile when they see an armchair to flop in. We can add to the glee serving afternoon tea mid robins and roses, and then life will be a poem by Kipling while troubles go rippling by.
Some rapidly rotating records about robins to celebrate tomorrow's arrival of spring. We began with Jack Shilkret and his orchestra with a vocal by Chick Bullock and A Little Robin Told Me So, written by Benny Davis, J. Fred Coots, and Bob Rothberg. That's from a Mellotone 78 recorded April 2, 1936. Next, it was Sid Lipton and his orchestra and Robins and Roses, composed by Joe Burke. Chips Chippendall sang the Edgar Leslie lyric on June 4, 1936. We finished up with George Hamilton Green on xylophone, accompanied by Frank Banta on piano, and Ragtime Robin, a Green composition from 1924, courtesy of George's nephew, Lou Green. Thank you, Lou. We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, March 14th, marked the birth in 1907 in New York City of lyricist Ed Heyman, H-E-Y-M-A-N. He grew up in Chicago and attended the University of Michigan, where he wrote college musicals. His first hit was 1930's Body and Soul, co-written for the show Three's a Crowd with lyricists Frank Eaton and Robert Sauer, with music by Johnny Green. Other hits during the 30s included Out of Nowhere, Rain, Rain, Go Away, I Cover the Waterfront, You Ought to Be in Pictures, After All, You're All I'm After, and Easy Come, Easy Go. Other collaborators included Vincent Humans, Victor Young, Nacio Herb Brown, Ray Henderson, Jimmy Van Heusen, and Arthur Schwartz. During his military service in World War II, he wrote the production At Your Service, and from the mid-50s to 1961, he produced shows for an English-speaking theater group in Mexico City called The Players. Here are three from the pen of Ed Heyman.
What a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation. With wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
that's the way. If love must have its day, then as it came, let it go. No remorse, no regret, we should part exactly as we met. Just easy come, easy go. Love has fooled us, it has cooled us. Once it ruled us, but now we're free. We'll be happy in remembering that we found love easily. Easy come, easy go, that's the way. If love must have its day, then as it came, oh, let it go. No remorse, no regret, we should part exactly as we met. Just easy come, easy go. But now that it ends, let's be friends and not two strangers. Easy come, easy go, here we are. So darling, au revoir, it's easy come, easy go. Thank you.
play tonight. Rain, rain, run away, though you took the sun away, don't you take my fun away tonight. If you were I, you'd want a sweet romance. If I were you, I'd give a guy a chance. Rain, rain, go away, on a sunbeam stow away, make a lover's holiday tonight.
Lyricist Ed Heyman, born March 14, 1907. We began our tribute with Richard Himber and his Essex House Orchestra and You Oughta Be in Pictures, with music by Dana Seuss. That Vocalion 78 was recorded February 14, 1934. Next, it was an Ed Heyman-John Green collaboration, Easy Come, Easy Go, sung there by Miss Ruth Etting on May 10, 1934. Next, it was the DeBroy Summers Band with an unidentified mixed quartet and Darling, I'm Longing to Greet You from May 2, 1931. We finished up with the High Steppers, June 15, 1932, and Rain, Rain, Go Away with the vocal by Elmer Feldkamp. I'm Glenn Robison greeting you, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, March 16th, marked the birth in 1884 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of composer Joe Burke. One of his first compositions, Down Honolulu Way, was written in 1916 with lyrics by Earl Burnett, but his first hit came in 1925 with Oh, How I Miss You Tonight, written with Benny Davis and Mark Fisher. In 1929, he moved to Hollywood and teamed up with Al Dubin to write music for movies, including 8 songs for Gold Diggers of Broadway. Other films the pair worked on included Show of Shows, Sally, She Couldn't Say No, The Cuckoos, and Hold Everything. During the 30s, Burke also collaborated with Edgar Leslie on songs such as A Little Bit Independent, It Looks Like Rain in Cherry Blossom Lane, and Getting Some Fun Out of Life. Burke's other collaborators included Charlie Tobias and Marty Symes. Joe Burke died June 9, 1950, in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. Here's a set of rapidly rotating records from the pen of Joe Burke.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jackie Taylor and his orchestra with the Boswell sisters, Connie, Vette, and Martha, and We're on the Highway to Heaven, written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke. Leroy Shield was the recording director for that July 20th, 1930 Victor session. This was the trio's second record. The first had been made 5 years earlier in New Orleans. Before the Boswells, it was the Six Swingers, a jazz group led by pianist George Scott Wood in 1936 and a little bit independent with vocal by Sam Costa. That was a Joe Burke-Edgar Leslie collaboration. We began our tribute to Joe Burke with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra and Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, written with Al Dubin. Louis James was the vocalist on that May 12, 1930 recording. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Ben Burney and his orchestra.
Wanna hear a robin's refrain? I know that I'll be in clover by a lazy country lane. I want to stroll by a brookside, want to feel I'm dreaming again. I know the stadium's brookside by a lazy country lane. I'm tired of roses drooping in a flower store. I miss those roses rambling round a cottage door. What's more, I want to peek into heaven. In its arms I want to remain. I'll find a corner of heaven by a lazy country lane.
And I want you to know, yes, sir, I long to be near you, honey. Somebody does, wherever you go. You know, somebody's just crazy about you, right from the start. You brought nothing else but happiness, honey. Happiness, I tell you, right into Teddy's heart. Yes, sir. Oh, somebody loves you every hour of the day. That's 24. When you're around, honey, or when you're away, oh, say, somebody loves you. Tell me, can't you see in that somebody ain't nobody else but me? Yes, sir. Thank you.
because I'm so good, but because I'm crazy for you. While you're gone, I'll be nice, not because I'm so nice, but because I'm crazy for you. Oh, won't believe it's someone new. Oh, please don't do a thing that I wouldn't do. Oh, baby, while you're gone, I'll behave, not because you behave, but because I'm crazy for you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Ben Burney and All the Lads and Sweet Georgia Brown, written by Ben Burney, Maceo Pinkard, and Ken Casey. That was recorded exactly 77 years ago today. Next, it was Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys and By a Country Lane, written by Sam H. Stepped and Bud Green. The vocal duo there was Elmer Feldkamp and Ed Kirkaby, and of course, by now you know that Ted Wallace was a pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby. That Columbia 78 was recorded on March 18, 1931. By a Country Lane was followed by Ted Lewis and his band with Somebody Loves You, written by Charlie Tobias and Peter DeRose. That was recorded March 16, 1932. We finished up with Horace Heights Orchestra with the vocal trio of Warren Lewis, Jerry Brown, and Harold Moore, and I'm Crazy for You, written by Al Jolson, Billy Rose, and Dave Dreyer. That was recorded on March 16, 1929, and once again the recording director was Leroy Shield. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.